Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game, cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
Check 1, 2.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we live here at the Last Match musical rehearsals. We are not worthy. Please welcome to the show. Well, you know him as a multi-time champion. Let's see, all over the independents. We've seen you on NXT as Bull Dempsey. Ladies and gentlemen, someone I'd like to call a friend. That's up to you. Our good friend, Mr. Bull James. Welcome in, Bull. Thanks for a few minutes.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
We're good.
I'm not going to lie. I've been wanting to have you on the podcast for a while now.
Making it happen.
Yeah, no, and we're not worthy. Shameless plug. Let's talk about the musical first. Lots to talk about. You have trained in a very short amount of time some of these actors, some indie wrestlers, to be a part of this amazing amalgamation of theater and pro wrestling, which is also theater, to make, and we've seen 4 shows of this, the Last Match musical. It's been such a success. You guys are going on tour, man. What's it been like for you working with some of these actors, you know, having them run the ropes, all that stuff? You're working hard in there.
I mean, it's a blast, man. It's a lot of people who have never even watched wrestling before. Some of them, you know, so to be able to kind of have, like, be able to teach them and show them what we do is as impressive to them as it is for us to, like, watch them do what they do. I can't sing. I can't dance, you know. So, like, to see them do things at a high level and have, like, our stuff kind of match up to that in a sense of, like, they fall into the same. They're like, this is awesome. How did I never get into this before? Like, or I haven't watched it since I was a kid. Why did I ever fall out of it?
Yeah.
But, you know, stuff like that is cool. And getting some of the cast, like, experience their first indie wrestling show. And they're just like, what am I watching? Like, what? This is amazing. So, and I think that's the same for some of the audience too, right? Because we get a lot of people who are theater fans who want nothing to do with wrestling. And then after the show, they're like, I need to, where can I see more of this stuff?
Yeah,
where can
that's awesome.
I brought my dad, you know, I haven't really taken him to, you know, because he doesn't know this world, you know. Obviously, I dated a wrestler, and I thought that this would be the perfect time, you know, and he because he loves the theater. And
sure.
He enjoyed it, and just seeing those fans have non-theater reactions and wrestling reactions to everything, it's amazing. But how validating is it for you to not only see that, Bull, but also see some of the performers in the last performance? They went on to train. Like, they found, you know, they were Broadway performers, and they wanted to find, like, a passion for this because they had a love for it, and they wanted to train and have, like, real match. I think there may have even been a match on the independent. It might have been at your thing.
Yeah. Ramin wrestled Cardona at Outlaw.
Yeah.
Ramin, like, he's a unicorn, man, and Amber, too. They jumped in with both feet from day one and were just, like, I turned around and Ramin's on the top rope, and I'm like, dude, get down now.
I heard they got a little frisky.
Get down immediately.
Yeah.
And then I turn around, and then Amber's up there. I'm like, all right, everybody out of the ring. Like, we're done.
Like, we're stopping
that's
this.
That's day one. We're done.
Like, that was, oh, gosh, yeah.
But, you know, like, at the same time, you'd rather have that kind of enthusiasm than somebody that's going, I don't know if I can do this.
Like, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Right? So to have them be so willing to just jump in, like, it made everything so easy.
Yeah, dude, it's amazing, and I'm excited for the tour. Real quick, your level of excitement for this tour coming up?
Oh, man, it's through the roof. Like, we worked so hard for those first 4 shows, and then to see it turn into something like this, obviously, is awesome. You know, I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be hectic. It's going to be a lot of trials and tribulations, but that's why there's a film crew, and that's why we're doing some other projects around it. So it'll be a good time.
Yeah, man, and you're the opener. And if it's the same as it was before, I think you're the opener in the show, man.
There's some changes. Some changes. But,
okay.
But no, I'll you know, buy a ticket, take the ride, you know?
Okay. Speaking of buy a ticket, shameless promo for you, Bull. I got to put over Outlaw. Some great matches. I love the stuff that you do with Crowbar. I love the stuff you do yourself. Is it Crowbar Speedball coming up? Did that happen yet?
Last Thursday that happened, yeah.
That's probably a match of the year.
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It had to be. I want to thank you. You gave Vicky, you know, sometimes on the independents, you end up fighting a lot of the same people.
Sure.
And I want to give you your flowers, man. You gave Vicky an opportunity to fight Sunny Kiss. She was so prepping for that match. She was so excited, man. Just tell us kind of your philosophy about booking and giving people chances, because that meant a lot to her.
Well, I mean, you see people, you know, honing their craft throughout, you know, for however many years on the indies, mm-hmm. right, depending on how long you've been around. And, you know, if there's an opportunity for somebody or they start doing something that's like, hey, this person's trying something new, there's something there, but, like, let's try to expound on it now and bring more out of it, you know. And Vicky did that. Like, Vicky changed up what she was doing. And I saw the first night that she did it, and I was like, all right, I don't know what this is yet, it's different and you're trying something. And that's half the battle sometimes, right?
Exactly.
So it's like, okay, so now you just need reps, right? Yeah. So as far as that goes too, it's just, you know, the people that want it and the people that don't. And, you know, there's always going to be bitter people that are like, oh, this person doesn't use me. Like, okay, well, what are you doing for them to use you?
Mm.
Right? Like, well, like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and sometimes it's just a numbers game. Like, not every independent show is going to have 15 matches on it, you know?
Exactly, so yeah.
It just is what it is, right? Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, it's just try to get booked places. And, if you know, if that's an issue, if there's, hey, I'm going to all these shows, but there's too many matches, get in the car and go somewhere where there's five people on the show and they're desperate for guys. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just but that's a whole nother rant. We'll have a whole nother podcast about that. I can go on for days.
last one, Bull. I want to be respectful for your time. Thank you for
doing this. I got time. We're good.
And whatever you're comfortable with sharing on this, man. Yeah. You remember the day. I don't know if you saw the documentary. You see where I'm going with this. We were all in the locker room. We got some bad news. It was you could just feel it reverberating through the locker room. I didn't know the guy. You had a relationship with him. We did the 10 bell salute. I remember filming you in the finish of your match. You did the Sister Abigail and you looked right into the camera. I could feel it, man. I could see the emotion in your eyes, man. Whatever you're comfortable sharing, what Bray Wyndham had meant to you. Did you get to watch the documentary? Anything you're comfortable sharing?
I remember that. And it was funny. I remember when I hit it and I turned and you were right there with the camera. I was like, oh, I didn't even mean to do that. Like, it was one
crazy.
Of those perfect moments,
yeah.
You know? Like, yeah, so that was cool. And thank you for having that, because now it's something that I can always, like, you know, look back on. That day sucked, obviously. Wyndham was one of the best dudes ever, man. Like, looked after me from day one.
Wow.
The second I got down to NXT, just hit it off. And obviously, I'd known Brody for years. And it just made it easy for us to kind of talk right away and immediately just had like a small connection that eventually grew bigger. But just selfless dude, nicest dude, lit up a room when he walked in. Definitely one of the hard, like, you know, it's the longer you're in this, like, the more people you have to, like, be ready to say goodbye to at an early age. Just
yeah,
the way
unfortunately,
it is.
Yeah.
And I've went through a lot of that myself, but that one was a tough one. You know, they're all tough, and they all take a little piece of you, but that one, that was rough. But he's missed. He's a great dude, and I love him dearly.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Bull.
Thank you for all
you do with Outlaw. Thank you for everything you're doing here, man. We appreciate it. Guys, follow him at Real Bull James on Twitter. We're not worthy, Mr. Bull James. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you so
appreciate
much,
you guys.
Man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy Kelvin only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudiawis.
SEM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact at gpwproductions.com. Please welcome in our new sponsor for the month of April, ISPW Independent Superstars of Pro Wrestling, ahead of their event at Hopatcong High School, Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m., featuring WWE legend and guest ISPW General Manager Typhoon. Also, check out their event, War at the Williams Center, featuring former WWE superstar Gangrel. And of course, don't forget the marquee event, 80s Wrestling Con, ISPW Rockin' Wrestling 3 at the Menin Sports Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. Again, immediately following 80s Wrestling Con, Saturday, May 4th. Get your tickets now and be sure to follow ISPW across the board on all socials. Please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/From the Left Side with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. Guys, I want to shout out the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast. WrestleMania weekend, you have two chances to attend live recordings of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, starring Matt Hardy alongside host John Alba. First at WrestleCon at 4 p.m. for only $25, as Matt and John talk all things TLC. And later that night, don't forget a special opportunity for workers, ring announcers, commentators, and of course, in-ring talent. A rare live recording of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, where wrestlers can ask questions of the Woken, Broken, and Spoken One himself. And don't forget, workers, this is for you. Commentators, ring announcers, and of course, in-ring talent for just $15 and free for Monster Factory students. Get your tickets now and contact johnalbasfc@gmail.com. We'll see you there April 5th.